PAC Using Music, Culture to Target New Voters for Trump. By Emma Jo Morris on April 22, 2024. A Hybrid Political Action Committee, PAC, focused on messaging through music and culture, is launching to target groups of Americans previously chilly to the Republican Party and get them to vote for Donald Trump for president. New Gen 47, founded by L.J. Fino, president of First Class Label Group and executive producer of Lara Trump's music, and co-founded by Alex Fahmy, will hold hip-hop concerts and parties in multiple cities across the country, aiming to educate, register, and encourage young voters from all walks of life to vote for President Trump and America First candidates, Fino told Breitbart News. "We're about rewriting the script, infusing pop culture into the MAGA movement, and embracing the diverse voices that make up our nation," their website says. "At New Gen 47, we believe that politicians are the new celebrities, and by harnessing the power of pop culture, we're opening doors to independent and disengaged voters like never before." Fino told Breitbart that he launched this initiative on his belief that pop culture reflects and shapes our political landscape and that Trump and the Trump agenda represent the American dream often described in hip-hop lyrics. "Pop culture is not just entertainment, it also reflects and shapes our political landscape. Musical lyrics now reflect the pursuit of generational wealth, and there is only one candidate in the upcoming presidential election who is fighting to support working-class Americans. As former President Barack Obama once wrote during his time as a law student, I may not be Donald Trump yet, but just you wait. If I don't make it, my children will," Fino said. Co-founder Alex Fahmy echoed Fino's aim of conveying to voters that Donald Trump represents a renaissance of the American dream, telling Breitbart News, "Joe Biden has turned the American dream into the American nightmare thanks to his open border and Bidenomics policies. People are waking up to the liberal lies, and they are motivated now more than ever to join New Gen 47 and help President Trump win this election to bring back the America dream." The New Gen 47 team met with Republican National Committee co-chair Lara Trump last week after she has said in multiple interviews that she intends to target new demographics in the upcoming election that have not previously been courted by Republicans. In a promotional video released by the PAC, these efforts are highlighted and put in contrast with condescending comments made by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris about these communities. Lara Trump told Breitbart the RNC is eager to approach new voters as the Democratic Party doesn't deliver on promises and takes their votes for granted. "Americans of all ages and backgrounds are growing tired of voting for a party that doesn't deliver on promises and takes their votes for granted. Now is the time to reach out to all voters and expand the tent of the Republican Party. New Gen 47 is the right idea at the right time to help right the ship of America," Trump told Breitbart News. "NG 47 speaks for the voice of the young people in America. New and fresh ideas are developed from the great minds of the youth. Pop culture speaks to the movement and future of America. Pop culture is not only music, TV, movies, gaming, books. Pop culture is politics. The future of politics begins with the next generation, raising their voice in unity and not division. A house divided against itself cannot stand, and the youth looks towards the future for a greater America in unity," Anthony A.D. Daughtry, New Gen 47 pop culture advisor, wrote in a statement to Breitbart News. 11 famous rappers and hip-hop artists have come out in support of Trump's 2024 candidacy, including Kodak Black, Sexy E Red, Waka Flocka Flame, Azalea Banks, and Chief Keef. Trump is also encroaching on President Joe Biden's lead with young voters, according to various recent polls. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.